Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let us just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. And let's say that again. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing, and we're ever so glad in it. Yes, the rain did come, and we're not complaining, but I know we needed the rain. Yes, we did. And it did come, so we pray that as it moved northeast, that it won't do as much damage as the previous storm. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that we got a mild case of it. God is good. No matter what the situation is under all the circumstances, it does not negate the fact that God is good. Yes, he is good. That's his nature. God is love. Yes, we're talking about the Almighty God, the maker of the heavens and the earth, the giver and the basikul, and the receiver of life, the one that blew the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. I don't know if you thought about it. It just kind of blinked. I got a blink. He didn't do it over and over and over and over. He blew it in the man Adam and mankind. Hey, glory to God. Woo! Oh, my. And it's right there. He blew it into mankind. Yes, he did. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Song says, angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God called to pray. Yes. And this day we call tea time with Yeshua and me. And you can drink coffee, whatever you prefer. But I came up with it. I think I shared it times before. Thought about how you could just sit down and have a cup of tea with a good friend. And Jesus is our friend, our Savior, our Lord, and I'm our Master. And just read or just ponder on who he is as you just take that time and ponder who he is. You know what I'm saying? And ponder how good he is and just how great he is and what he did for us. Mm-hmm. Hey, what he did for us. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. What we think about that. Yes, what he did for us. What a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's the time. I often say you could be at work, and instead of being at the fountain hearing the latest, you could just have a cup of water or just sit somewhere quietly and think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for you. Just let it be personal. But you say, well, why should it be personal? I'm not going to be selfish. Yeah, but sometimes we get so busy helping others and doing for others that we forget that we can pray. And God is concerned about us too. Yes, he is. And he wants us to really know him and to get have a close relationship with him. Yeah. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Just being personal. You and your Savior. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the Holy Ghost. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 God is so good. Oh, yes, he is. He is good. And he's good to us. Well, I think we may be coming to that time where we'll have our traveling. We may be traveling for a while. Yes, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Pray for me that I can get some, I'm going to say younger people with knowledge, tech knowledge, who can help me set up everything. Yes, yes. And if need be, I'm going to fix it where we can have it. Huh. Oh, we could do Zoom. Uh-huh. And have a round table. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Yeshua. Praise the Lord. I got an idea. Well, we'll see how it works. We're going to see how it works. But in the meantime, I just want to say thank you for joining in this morning. Yes. Oh, what a blessing. I heard some news yesterday. Time I got off the broadcast yesterday morning. Elder Carter, our beloved brother, Christ in Brooklyn. He called and shared with us that his sister had passed on Wednesday night. And pray for the Cardo family. Yes. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing in it. We know that you are in control, and that you are the sovereign Lord. You are the absolute power and the absolute authority, and we praise you, and we glorify you, and we magnify your most holy name. We thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for allowing us to come together on this day. Thank you for being our peace, our joy in the Holy Ghost. Thank you for being our healer, our deliverer. Thank you for being a way out of no way. Thank you, Father, for being the God that's more than enough. Thank you that we can lean and depend on you. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you. We glorify you. They are sick among us. We ask that you heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Father, there are those who are mourning. We ask that you comfort them as only you can. There are those who need peace. Hallelujah. You are our peace, our shalom. Hallelujah. We thank you for encouraging and giving the peace that surpasses all understanding. Your joy is our strength. We are strengthened because of you. And we thank you for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We magnify you. There's nothing that we need that you cannot provide. Thank you for your provision. We thank you that you can fill bellies, Almighty God. You can satisfy the thirsty soul and the body. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. Holy be your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us as we sit here and share. Thank you for opening our eyes that we may see, our ears that we may hear. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Peace, Lord, that passes all understanding. Direction, Lord. Yes, Lord. Guidance, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Let us not make a decision today without acknowledging you. So we acknowledging you now, Lord, for every decision we have to make. We ask that you lead us and guide us and direct us in it. Order our steps, Almighty God. We thank you for being our hiding place. We thank you for being the God that's more than enough. But truly, you are majesty on high, and you certainly are the sovereign Lord. Thank you for remembering those who are in the government, Father God, from the highest to the lowest position. We thank that, ask you to touch each and every one. We ask, Father, that we find favor, your people everywhere, find favor. No matter where their name is, no matter if anyone's trying to distort our name and give damage to our name, we thank you for guarding our name, Almighty God. Thank you for protecting our name. Yes, Lord. Thank you for protecting our finances. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That no one will be able, my God, to take from us. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for truly you are our provider, our protector. You are our strength. Yes, you are. You are faithful to us, and you are long-suffering. Oh, God, we thank you. We don't take it for granted. Oh, we give you glory. Remember the mother who's crying because her son and daughter, our son or daughter, has gone astray. Touch that child, my Father and my God. Touch that child, Almighty God. Hallelujah. The young men that we are meeting, Almighty God. Oh, we ask that you touch them right now with your finger of love, Almighty God, and your compassion. Meet their every need. Draw them. We apply the blood of Yeshua over. We apply the blood of Yeshua over everyone that they represent. Almighty God. Glory. Oh, glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Lift them up, Almighty God. Oh, lift them up. Oh, God. Lift them up, Almighty God. Lift them up, Almighty God. Lift them up, Almighty God. Lift them up. Lift them up, Almighty God. The muck and mire. Lift them up. Lift them up, Almighty God. Teach them what they were failed to be taught. Almighty God, strengthen them out of Zion. You said all souls belong to you, God. If he's sick or my, or so many of them don't even know you. Oh, God. Oh, God. But you and the receiver of life, you brought them here for purpose, God. Do not allow their purpose to fall to the ground. Have your way. Hey, God. Oh, God. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Protect shield and defense. Protect, God. Hallelujah. Protect the young women. Protect them. Take the scales off their eyes, Almighty God. Take the scales off their eyes. Let them look in the mirror themselves and see what you have created. Hear what you have purposed. Give them guidance and direction, Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Bless your name, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Guide them and protect them, Almighty God. Let them know who they are in you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Our children. Thank you for guiding and protecting them. Oh, God. Hallelujah. 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 Circle of life, Almighty God. Hallelujah. You made it all. Oh, God. Oh, God. Let us not compromise what we're speaking at. No, let us not compromise at no time. Almighty God, let us, those of us who are older, be what they need and what they need to see. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God. And let us accomplish what you have laid for us in Yeshua's name. And remember, what you have for us, it is for us. And we are yielding to you. But you, oh my God, this is not our home. We're here on a mission, on our journey back. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. Anything that is not of you and you don't want it around us, just show us. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're asking that you please remember the bereaved family. Yes, Lord. All over this world. Yes, Lord. And the ones that we know, Elder God. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah to your name. Protect our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. May they ever walk in the circle of your blessings. We ask that you protect them, Lord. Protect them. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. 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 It's all in the name of Yeshua. Yes, it is. It's all in the name. Please excuse me. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Ah, yes. Now, another part of this, I tell you, we just part. This is just our part. This, we do this and we do that and we, our busy. Yes, Lord, our busy time. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just feel like we're finally on the brink of it. Ooh, hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. There may be those who say to me, oh, you don't know what I'm going through or what I've been through. No, I don't. No, and I would not insult you and say I know, nor would I say to you, if I have experienced it, I know exactly what you're going through. I do not. It's filtering too much of your experiences, your own personal experiences, for me to have the audacity to say, I know exactly what you're going through, because I don't know what you feel. I don't know what make you feel the way that you feel. But if I have experienced and gone through, I can say I went through that. And I know how it was for me. Bishop was sharing with me on yesterday evening, and you really don't think about this happened to him or the sickness came upon him, because it's not in his vocabulary. It's not in his mindset. I don't know the different places of the mind. I'm not a student in that area of the brain. But it's as if it's not there. But if the doctors mention it and he say, oh, yeah, I did. And it's like, oh, yeah, she passed the paper to me. And we were thinking, he said, when the doctors told him that he was fine, they had taken care of it, he was done with it. And he really wasn't. He said, when you had prayer. When you had prayer. When prayer took care of it, I'm telling you. And I look, I said, you know, he said, he don't even say, oh, this pain might be this, or this pain is come. Nope. Mm-mm. It's gone. So he don't linger on it. Mm-hmm. 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 Now that's just him. That's I. And I believe in my heart that's how God wants us to be. When he has healed us, he has healed us. Oh, and no doubting, it's coming back. It's going to do this. It's going to do that now. You know? But we have to get to that mindset that we trust the people who pray for what? We trust the God that they pray to. And thank God for the doctors that he used. But I am just convinced that God uses doctors, but it was done before the foundation of the world. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It was done before the foundation of the world. Oh, yeah. It was done before then. Yeah. It was done before the foundation of the world. So that's just what I believe. And I thank God. Yes, Lord. Oh, he is so good to us. He is so good to us. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you know, we read through the scriptures and we don't take it off the pages and realize, I think the movies have done us a great injustice because we see biblical movies and how they're dressed and things and the dinosaurs and the this and the that. And we think in our minds that it is all ancient. And I hate to say it. So many of us think that we're in the 21st century. And so it's ancient to us. We're high tech. Even the 90s seem old. Because everything is moving so fast. But I need to tell you something. He told us in his word that it will happen. My God. And you go, what? Yeah. It's in his word. Said it was going to be weak and wise. Knowledge was going to run to and fro. But without him, it's just nothing. And then, yes, we see babies can do, I'm exaggerating, with a cell phone or an iPad, and some, I'm not. Thinking some of these kids can do more than we could even think about, and we just stand and look at them. My Lord. But you can't have any of it without God rightly. I'm here to tell you, it's all about him. It is all about God. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, amen. It's all about God. Yeah. He's our strength. He's our everything. Yes, he is. God alone. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I was going to read Amos, the first chapter, and just, well, in your meditation tab, read Amos, the first chapter, starting at the 9th verse, and go to the 15th verse. And second Amos, the second chapter, of Amos 1 through 11. Yep, do that. Hallelujah, just started talking and talking. God is so good. And as I started to say, there have been a few days, a year, and 8 months, on the 19th, it'll be 8 months, my son left, and I this came to me now, it's like God just glued the pieces together, and I didn't have, and I thank God that he, I didn't have as many, I have family members who passed because of the COVID. My son, as a result of his military service. And pray for the VA hospitals and the doctors that are there. There's just a lot that need to happen and change. This is my opinion, but I really think that we need people who are, and then we can get some of them and their words, because I met a person, I wouldn't want him anywhere near the vets, and I'm not being ugly, but it's just that their mindset is not, everybody's not a helper, everybody's not one who can be compassionate. Just not, but we need some passionate in service and retired. We need some vets in charge of the VA who will not interpret things wrong. I've heard a man who was supposed to intake and had a decision could help a person get their benefits, and they just overlooked me. And his former employee, not former, but his co-worker, I'm sorry, said to him, "Man, how you getting through all of those?" He said, "I just say, and okay, we'll send you a letter. Okay, we'll do this." He said, "I don't pay them no attention." Can you believe that? That's not his job, to not to pay people any attention, to not to follow the guidelines. What, they somebody trying to get something for nothing? They serve. You are not a doctor. You don't have the right to make those determinations. And they do. I saw it with my own eyes, a doctor. She stood up in the waiting room, and she made some of the most horrific suggestions and laughed while the patients were sitting in the waiting room. Yes, she did. So I looked. I said, she was not. She know how to laugh and tell you about her life. And she's just as arrogant as she could be. She had the audacity to stand up in the waiting room and humiliate people. And I just looked at her. They just need to monitor who they have serving their vets. And I think vets could service vets better. I think one of the criteria you have any real position at the VA is to have been a vet or is currently serving. That's just my opinion. I don't usually do this too much, but I think we need to do that. They served. They kept their promise. The United States needs to keep its promise. We don't need no puff. They need not to suffer. There were young boys that saw stuff that a child should not have seen, but they saw it and they experienced for this nation so that this nation could be a nation. We owe them and we should pay. Our vets should never have to go and get free food or be on food stamps. Their families, while they are serving this nation, don't tell me this. And I'm told that I'm harsh. It's just a triage situation. It's a triage situation. And we don't need to sugarcoat it. Those who are in leadership, you don't make an announcement that you come into the office. You go to the office. You see what's going on. If the pipes are leaking and they're not fixing it, then you need to know what caused the pipes to leak. They don't need to try to take some scotch tape and keep you one place so you don't see it and mop it up and you go on and say everything is good. That's foolish. We just need to get real. That's what we need to do. We need that when a vet stepped into any facility, they're treated with the highest respect. Yes, and if you can't do it, that's okay. Then find another job. That's all. And I understand that the employees need to have good benefits too. Yes. And some of these people throwing their weight around because you know who I am. No, when it's 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock. Do you know who you are? I'm sorry. We just need to stop it. We all of this here being so, we just need to stop. We don't have to be like this. We're a nation that can afford to feed our vets and to take care of them. I'm just saying. Oh, it's just stuff. You should hear the rumors. It's just stuff. And we don't need to have the stuff. We need people to go in who's sincere to make it right. Not all of this pretense. What you do when I'm there and what you do when I'm not there should always be the same. You need to go in the operating rooms. You need to go in the patient room. You don't need to make an announcement. You just need to show up. And you don't need nobody to interpret nothing from you, for you. You need to show up. You need to be a medical person. I'm just saying, we just need to get it all right. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, I love this, bless this holy name. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Verse 5, God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless his holy name. Verse 26 of the same chapter. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. Bless his holy name. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moveth on the earth. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work which he had done and made. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rests from all his work which God created and made. Bless his holy name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, people. Bless his holy name. Our God is good. Yes, he is. And he's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, hallelujah. Jeremiah 1. On Fridays, we read Jeremiah, because the other part of us, we're late bloomers. That's what we started saying, we're late bloomers. But you know what? It's nothing late about us. Oh, remember that. There is nothing late about us. We are blooming at its appointed set time, and we're blooming in our season. We are blooming for God in our season. Be energized to do the will and the work of our Father. We are here, oh my God, to glorify our Father. You appointed this time for us. So what is it that God has brought back to your mind? And you said, oh, I forgot all about that. You know, I always wanted to do that. I always wanted to do this. And it kind of dawned on me just now. Sometimes that's our frustration, and we don't even know why we're frustrated, because things that we're supposed to be doing or we were ordained to do, we feel like we haven't accomplished it and we forgot about it, and it's gone, but it's not gone. It's never too late. And if we leave here in the middle of it, I'm just saying, but we're where we want to, where God wanted us to be, for someone else to pick up the baton, or for someone to see that as long as you have life, you can do. And you may be surprised of the satisfaction that will come as a result of you putting your hand to that plow. Pray about it and God bring it and says, this is it. Oh, my dear sisters and brothers, bloom for God. Oh, ooh, it could be your best life. Could be your best life. Yes. Yes, it could be your best life. Don't go ahead of God. Don't walk behind him. Just walk right there beside him. Let him lead you and guide you. I just encourage you, always pray. Always pray and seek God. And open door, let the door swing open. And that's the door that God has used. Go on in there. Thank God for the integrity so that you can maintain it. Yes, yes. Oh, we just thank God for you and ask God to keep you strong, encourage you to just do what God wanted you to do, what's in your heart. You can do it. You really can. God loves you. Yes, he does. We ask God to order our steps. Allow us not to be procrastinators and do everything that he has called us to do. Yes, you can do it. You're never alone. God got you. You're never alone. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, the fourth chapter. I'm sorry, the first chapter, starting at the fourth verse. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then say I, O Lord God, behold, I can't speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, but you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. So we see that Jeremiah said he is the youth. But the point that I like for you to underline when you read this, I'm not saying mark up the script, the sacred scriptures, but let's put a star by it, a mental spiritual star by it. That God said to Jeremiah, before, hear the word before, I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you. I appointed you for a prophet to the nations. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. God knew each and every one of us before we were born. Before he formed us in the womb. He did it all. He knew exactly what he wanted from us. He did it. He did it. And he knew what he wanted each one of us to do and what time in our life that we were to accomplish these things. I know you can shout right there. And I know when you put your foot out to do it and you hit a bump, you why did I listen? Because God ordained it. And keep it moving. Just keep it moving. Keep it moving. You can do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. I'm sitting here and I never thought I would, but I'm sitting here. Yeah. Hallelujah. You can do it. You can do it. And there are some other things that I have to do. Yeah. We can do this. Why? Not because of us, but because of God. Yes, 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 yes. Taking God at his word. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's such a blessing. And it's so wonderful. Oh, yes, it is. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, hallelujah. I just love you come back and say, you know, you were right. I can do it, and I did it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. And we give all honor and glory to the Almighty God. Yes, 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 yes. God is so good. And in that thing, we'll just move on over here to Psalms 1. And hear it. I'm trying to hear it myself. I am trying. Don't think that I, Woo, no. Oh, my God, no. Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. Oh. God, thank you. Scheduling is an issue that I have. I mean, you know, that discipline that I like. And I used to be, but I will be again. I just overdo and not, and I'll neglect this, have you, and then the chart and the performance is not, but you have to just come right back to it. I know you just have to come back. Determination. The older we get, the more determined. We don't put up with foolishness, don't like loud stuff. Baby, didn't like it when I was young, so you know I don't like it now. And yes, I used to be far more disciplined than I am now. So And we all have to deal with that. Well, I don't guess that some procrastination is not their thing, but some have, you know. So we just, when we pray, we just ask God to remove the spirit of procrastination. Yes, just move it. Just move it out of our life, out of our bloodline. Yes. Uh-huh. Serious-minded people. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Serious-minded. And like it like that. Mm-hmm. No foolishness. Yes. Hallelujah. Blessed, happy is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Mm. See, that's a clue right there. And he shall be like, not Mike, could, but he shall be like, he shall be like, but he shall be like, I love that right there, a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. And I know there are people say, well, when your season supposed to come, God, hey, stay out of this. Just step out of this. Step out of this. You don't have the right. When I got my God said, oh, you need to sit down. People need to be retiring at your age. I got wisdom. I have experience. And more than anything, I got my God said. And I need to show you something. God used Moses at 80 years old. And Moses just went on and on, and he all his deficiencies, he needed help. So God sent his 83-year-old his 83-year-old brother to be a spokesman for him. Okay, you need help. Okay, here. Lord of mercy. I mean, God is your help. You don't, I'll let you, 80-some are men, do this, because you say you can't do, and I'm telling you to do, and since I'm telling you to do, you must know I'm going to work it through you, because it will get done. You were ordained the deliverer. Oh, so what? If I'm 120, time is just a number. Sharp. Sharp. Not feeble. Sharp. Copacetical. Whoa, God. Sharp. Well, how long is it going to take you? Ain't none of your business, baby. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. You're not God. We have to be able to stand. Well, go on my arthritis and my this. Yeah, maybe. It may be. But God. Yeah. Can look and say, I can help somebody. They see me. The God in me. Yes. Hallelujah. Children say, Mama, what you doing? Baby, just doing what God called Mama to do. Mama, you want to learn to play the piano? Yeah, baby. I want to play the piano to the glory of God. Yeah. My heart's desire is to play that piano to the glory of God. Huh? Yes. When I hit those keys, the anointing hit the keys. Yes, souls will be saved. Healing will come forth. The glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mom, why you want to go to school? I want to learn and I want to know. Yeah, yeah, I want a degree. I want this accomplishment. Yes, yes. Be surprised how God can use us to help somebody. We don't know where we're going. We don't know what is going to be needed in this nation. We don't know. God does. And it said it. That you are sad for such a time as this. God. God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. But God. Our God is God. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can you just say praise his name? Yes. Praise the name of the Most High God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is good. It's kind of lost in myself. Blessed, happy is the man. Yes, happy is the man. Happy is the man. And happy is the man, the child of God, that's doing the will of their Father. Yes. Yes. Psalms 36 and 7 says, how precious is your loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men must put their trust in the shadow of your wings. They are abundantly satisfied with fullness of your house. You will give them drink from the rivers of your pleasure. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see. Oh, praise the Lord. Psalm 36, starting at the 7th verse, 7 through 9. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Truly nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Wholeness, completeness. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to prevent you faultless from the before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Give God the praise. Thank you. For tuning in.